I know. Yes, I know. I know what's going through your mind right now. Perhaps some of you have been... You have the Shazam app. You perhaps would Shazam that song and try to find out where did Collins dig this one from? Well, I'll help you out. As a piece of music, one of the finest musical icons on the African continent that you may not know about. His name is Richard Bonnard. Well, if you heard the conversation earlier with Jimmy Disu and the amazing Ebenge Dimitri, he talked about some of the artists and he mentioned Richard Bonnard. And that song is Mutula Mutu, which is the benediction of long life. It's a song to celebrate and wish you long life, as it were. Piece of music, fantastic sound. I know if you appreciate music, irrespective of whether you understand the language, you would appreciate that sound by Richard Bonnard. And then, well, you can check that out and thank me later. Oh boy, what a way to start this show today. Well, it's a Friday, or a Friday, if you like, and I'm glad to be your anchor for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best of positive energy, the kind you like to have going about your activity today. Now, we have it in segments. The first part of the show, we have the feel of Lagos, pretty much finding out what's happening with you where you are in the city. All right? Yep. You give us a situation report, and then we get to celebrate life together. Uh-huh. We also bring you the social media highlights within the first hour. Right after that, you listen to the Family Talk, and the Family Talk is where we discuss the biggest family conversations. And being a Friday, we bring you the Fun Feed episode of the Family Talk. All right? That's how simple it works. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome on board. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Well, Andrea, of course, you know that she's on a brief break. She'll be back before you know it. Hopefully on Monday, you get to hear her amazing voice. I miss her already. Yeah, I miss her a lot, especially on the air. So, guys, by Monday, she's going to be here. And thank you to all of you who have been sending messages to check on Andrea. Well, this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Being a Friday, we have a lot of music coming your way. Yet another piece of one, a jamming song by Manu Dibango. Just love it. Enjoy it. This is Bolingo City by the late Manu Dibango. Enjoy the piece of music. At some point, you'll be dancing. I can assure you that. I'll be back to take your call shortly, right after this piece of music. Enjoy. This is What's Up Lagos.
Look at this one. Sunday.
Sun Nandolo.
Deni Dola.
Gachi Moza.
Nyaburu Boba. Ya sobe sode o. Bolingo City. Bale Aruba.
Hey.
Ya le so wa savo e bo to te ye pasi logo so te oh
dolo dolo di ma wa sandolo e
oh tanga tanga busa tanga e di ma wa sandolo la longe ati
dolo dolo di ma wa sandolo la longe
oh esona.
Oh, Bolingo,
uh-huh.
Bolingo, hey, Bolingo City.
Ati.
Andolo, we. Dolo, dolo, dima wasandolo, eh.
Bana tanga tanga, busa tanga, eh. Ima wasando la loge ayo ha
dolo dolo ima
poco poco o era
Bolingo.
Ha.
Bolingo, hey, Bolingo City.
Ayo, Andoluna.
Wasa
somona. Ati, Bukilo, Atele mo choko choko, Andulu, oh, aha,
it's what's up, Lagos, baby. Yes, it's
is the number one station for talk in this continent of Africa. And we let the music talk sometime.
Uh-huh.
And there you have it. Two pieces of music. Amazing songs. Two pieces of music, if you like. Amazing songs talking to you this morning. The first one by Richard Bonnard telling you that wishing you long life. Isn't that what we all pray for? That's it. So that song is telling you, I'm praying and wishing that you enjoy long life, you know, without any sickness whatsoever, without major health conditions. And that's a prayer that we all, no matter how young or old you are, you wish and pray for long life. And that's what the first song said. The second song had to do about love and happiness, the connection between love and happiness by Manu Dibango. All right. And talking to you about love and happiness. You know that's what the show stands for. We promote love, oneness, happiness, joy. That's what we do here. All right? Anyways, I hope you enjoy those pieces of music like I just mentioned a while ago. Now it's time to hear from you, Lagos. Have fun, huh? After all this song now, let's find out what's going on with you, where you are this morning. How far have you gotten feel? Is there any updates, any positive update as far as getting petrol is concerned around the city of Lagos? Me, I look for fuelu. If anybody gets, you can, you know, pass it by my side. I don't mind. Send me a few liters. I don't mind because I've not been able to get fuel. Yeah, so we'd like to know what that is happening, how that's going. How's the Friday coming through? Are you out already? Are you out to the marketplace or the business place or at work, wherever you are? How's it going? Now, these questions, they're not just it's not just an exercise that we just come up here and just say, let's ask people. We actually mean it. We care about you, and we're asking it from the bottom of our heart. You know, sometimes greetings and how are you becomes a greeting instead of actually finding out how a person is doing. All right, we, oh, hi, good morning. Or maybe if it's in Yoruba, Karo, Shidada Leji. You know, these questions are coming. You know, it's beautiful. But what makes the difference is when we mean it. We actually mean it. We're asking and we wait for a response. So when we say, what's up, Lagos, is a question. When we say, how are you doing, is a question. When we say, how are you feeling this morning, is a question. We actually care, and we want you to give us that feedback so that we're sure that our family members, irrespective of where they are, what situation they found themselves, they still find a reason to celebrate life, they find a reason to appreciate whatever it is that's going on, even while addressing the challenges they face. Does that make sense to you? All right, let's get into it. The numbers haven't changed. I'll give you the numbers quickly before we're going to break. The number is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And you can call us a lady. You can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190 for ladies only. That's how you can be a part of the show. Now, there is something you must do, and you know that already, by screaming, what's up, Lagos? You know, like, what's up, Lagos? Yes! Cheers to life. Before you get to talk to us. And yep, that's how it works. So let's get to the phone lines now. They're buzzing already. And if you enjoyed my playlist this morning, you know, obviously, it wasn't Andrea that played that. I played it. Those amazing songs. You know, remembering my roots a bit. Taking me back to Douala and to Boya and to Yaoundé, to Bafoussam and all the places. Garoua. For those you be popular, those names are popular to you because, of course, to Limbe, there's a places where the AFCON matches were played, some of those places I mentioned. So guys, I had to do that. Let's get back to the calls now and hear from you, Lagos, this morning. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? All right, here's another one. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, cheers to life.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir.
Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
My name is Azubike. I'm calling from Oyoshogi.
Azubike, welcome. Let's talk.
The only thing that is not giving me happiness this morning
is what?
It's all about your wife that is not with you.
And she'll be here before you know it. Nah.
Because whenever the two of you are on the air, like,
yeah,
the way she speaks gives me a lot of happiness.
Hey.
Even though that I'm thinking something that is choking me.
Yeah.
When I heard her voice, everything becomes things so fast.
Aww.
You know, just focus on her show and everything.
And you're missing her now, right? I'm really sorry about that.
So much. Please, if you are coming back on Monday, I want you to come with her. together.
She would be here. By the grace of God, she'll be here. She's resting. She's necessary to rest. She took a break, a necessary break.
God will give her a very good strength to continue with us.
Amen.
Next week.
Amen.
Whatever thing that she's doing, God will be with her so much. Then coming to the talking point this morning.
Yep.
The way things is going to Nigeria nowadays, scarcity of wealth, scarcity of NEPA, scarcity of everything. We are not enjoying anything in this country. Rather, we are seeing ourselves like a slave, because we said that we want independence.
Yeah.
We want to lead ourselves so that we have mature enough to take ourselves to the promised land. But the way our leaders is taking us, it just be to us that we are in that slave trade that we have in back days. If I prefer a white people ruling me in this country than a Nigerian man ruling me.
All right. Azubuike, we have to go on a break. You've made your point. I really appreciate you. I mean, fantastic. Thank you for the kind words about Andrea. Thank you again for your worry and sharing the story with us about what you think you're feeling. No fuel, no lights. All right. Make it 1 minute, guys, so that we can take as many calls as possible. Kilo Shala Ganka, we have a message quickly to take, and we'll do that right now and go on a break. Don't go anywhere, because we're just starting, guys. It promises to be rollicking time. I promise you that. Whether you got the message, let's see if we can take one more call. Hey, guys, I didn't give you the WhatsApp number. For those who like to send a WhatsApp this morning, we're just checking how you're doing. The WhatsApp number is 0700. No, come on, call-ins. 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. Send yours right now, and we're going to take it. Let me see if we can squeeze in a call before we go for that long break. Hi, good morning to you. 0700-993-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 for us for the ladies to call to be a part of the broadcast this morning. But now we're due for a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We are live on WhatsApp Lagos with the Techers, right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've got a few more minutes before 11 o'clock. It's 20 minutes to 11, and we have an opportunity to hear from you where you are listening to the radio station to tell us what's going on with you where you are. We care about you. Now, before we travel around the world to talk about what's happening in the left, right, center, let's even know what's happening in your backyard right now, in your neighborhood, in your lungu. What are you feeling? What's going on? A number of things have been predominant in our conversation, especially on this segment. One of them is the food scarcity, which is still being experienced hard right in the city of Lagos. And the way electricity supply has been, you know, epileptic. Yes, that's the word. You know, in such a way, there's no fuel to power the gen for those who rely on generating sets. There's also no electricity. And then, you know, it's been really, really bad that some people have even asked the question, like, hold on a second. Is it that those who distribute electricity use fuel? Do they need gens to distribute electricity? I mean, I've been curious about that. And because I don't understand that it's happening in such a way that when there's no fuel, there's also the electricity supply has been very, very low. Someone has explained what it is. What it is indeed. But hi, guys. How has it been for you? What is it dominating the conversation in your neighborhood? What's going on in your household right now? You know, Shelley Gongo, how are you feeling, as it were? 0700-993-993-993. A number of things are making the rounds today. Yesterday, of course, I was really inspired by that Lady Gladys story. We talked about that on the show yesterday, you know, celebrating her for being selfless and liking her situation to, you know, her decision. What she did, she's Nigerian. She had the choice to say, you know what, I'm going to double the price. This war zone, I'm going to double the price of whatever it is I'm selling now. After all, you guys don't have a choice, do you? Instead of that, she made it easy. Here we are in Nigeria. There's food scarcity, and people are taking advantage of that instead. They are going you know, increasing the prices, you know, billing you, let me use the word, Nigerian word, billing you, or, you know, to enter the filling station, they bill you, you know, to buy the fuel, they bill you, you know, to even stay on the queue, they bill you, because they believe that you are helpless, you are at their mercy. Is that life? Good morning, what's up, Lagos? Ooh la la. Hi, good morning to you. Line's jamming. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're lady, you can call 01465-7190. Do not forget, at 11 o'clock, we have the Family Talk, the fun-filled episode of the Family Talk. We're going to ask a question on the Family Talk today that affects everyone, perhaps for those who believe in it. Well, you have to stay tuned to find out what it is, because it's going to be very interesting. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Good morning to you. Who do we have?
My brother, I don't understand this way this country is going now. I don't know.
What's your name, by the way? Let me...
My name is Benaya, calling from Lagos.
All right, Benaya, let's talk. Why are you saying that? You don't understand.
I don't understand. Especially in the case of NEPA.
Okay.
NEPA. Are they using generator to power NEPA? Is the question all of us are asking now.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't understand. It's very sad. Very sad. Very, very sad.
My brother, so there's no light in your neighborhood? No electricity supply?
No light. He's just a key person since all these days. Oh. Lazy.
Sorry, man. I bet just hang in there.
Okay.
Use hand fan. I know that feeling. You see what I'm saying? Just confirming what I said earlier. Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, Chester Life.
Good morning, Colin.
Good morning to you.
My name is Ibinabo.
Ibinabo, the guy who has fuel. Send me fuel. How far now, my guy?
Nothing to you.
Oh, my God.
How are you today?
I'm great. I'm doing fine. Doing fantastic.
Listen, it's still lingering.
Still no fuel.
I'm making money, but it concerns me a whole lot. There are so many people complaining.
But how you take the... Let me even ask you. How you take the make money now? How you take the run the matter? What's up? How?
Okay, the thing is, I woke up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah.
It takes me 30 minutes to get to the fuel station.
Mm.
So I have about 30 liters keg. I think I have about 6, then 50 liters, about 3 of them.
All right.
I fill everything. I fill the car.
Mm.
Then I sell 5 liters per...
Five
liters for 1.5. If I buy the whole keg, that's 30 liters, I sell for 9K.
Hmm.
Yeah, so even you won't believe that one I buy is not sometimes enough. By the time you get there, the demand is more than what you have.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Wow. Man.
I have pending jobs that when the clients call me, I tell them, please, I'm busy, I'm making money from another source of business.
Wow. Anyway, like I said, though, may not say I encourage, I don't know if it's legal, Sha, but at
it's
the end of the day, it helps people.
It's not legal, but it's better than going to steal.
So you are doing something legal?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know you.
I'm making people comfortable.
I don't know you. You are doing black market. I don't know you. I deny you.
My own is brown market. It's not black.
It's brown. Oh, my God. Anyway, thanks for calling. Appreciate you. Well, what do you guys think about that? Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all you called to do. That's okay. Yeah, it's fine. You know, I'm having a conversation with a lady. I'm like, she said, ah. I said, you know what's up, Lagos? I said, yes, now, it's not that show. People just call and shout, what's up, Lagos? I say, yeah. You don't know it's much more than that. I mean, you have to stay tuned. You have to be a member of the family to understand that a lot more goes on here than just screaming, what's up, Lagos? Even though that's a very key component of the show. All right? Hi, good morning.
Hey.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning to you.
Hey, Collins.
My brother, good morning. Who's on the line?
It's Gutson, me, Gutson.
All right, Gutson, where are you calling from and what's up? What's going on in your Lungu?
My brother, I have to be smart, you know. Where are Joseph?
She's under the weather. She'll be around very soon. She's not here today. She's
good
away.
Morning, good morning to take care.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a serious situation in this country, I'm telling you, colleagues.
What's your experience?
My experience is that if I don't have food, I'm not listening to my generator for about two weeks or 3 weeks now. I can't keep myself. You're fine. So it's very, very, very terrible, Colin.
I can't.
So I wish, I don't know where we are going to this country, seriously. So here I am in the cartoon now. If you go to Philly Station right now, the queue, can't even go there. If you see the crowd, Christ. So, anyway.
Wow.
My regards to Andre.
Yeah, she would hear. She's listening, I'm sure. All right. Thank you so much. And sorry about the experience, man. 0700-993-993-993. We're just finding the feel of Lagos going across. I was checking the number of stories that are making the rounds, really. A very sad story here. And, an actress, Victoria Akolawole, you know, just she cried out after being duped while trying to buy fuel. You see what this fuel situation is causing? I see some people have just taken this as an opportunity to, like, defraud people, you know, make... You know where you're at the mercy. You know, she cries out. The actress said that she was at the petrol station to get fuel, and there was a queue, you know. And as been the cases for weeks, of course, you know, that's what it's been for several weeks. While she was waiting in her car, she said an innocent-looking guy approached her and introduced himself as a fan. Ew. He then offered to buy fuel on her behalf. She said he gave him the money for fuel, extra money for his efforts, and a cargo for the fuel. But the guy never returned. That's some JJC. That's a JJC experience. No matter how innocent, no trial. For Lagos, when seller will collect your change and move, especially in traffic, not everybody shall. Hey, you have been Lagos'd. Sorry about that, man. She said, I need fuel. I'm frustrated. She cries, she's crying. And a lot of people have been commenting on that. Sorry about that, Victoria. Kolawole, but you should know, innocent looking bawo. Anyways, let's get back to the calls. You see what's happening? Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
My name is Lekon from Satellite Town.
Lekon, let's talk. How far?
Okay, I'm fine. I just want to contribute concerning this Ifoe scarcity.
All right, go ahead.
I heard somebody just call you now that is making money through what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is happening. That is why we are on this. I know government is doing their own and we people. Public, we are also doing our own.
That's right.
If everybody go to finish station and you buy the little you want to know, you want to use, this thing will not be like this. But some people will go to finish station, buy what they want to use, and also buy the one they will use for the business. But I want to, the only thing that we, I don't know, if the, those who are working in the finish station, they should just try as much as possible, not to sell inside cake, at least sell inside only car.
Yeah.
So that other people will be able to buy also.
Maybe they should just limit the quantity they sell to each person, whether it's inside
car. That is another
car.
Measure.
Yeah, because if you say that, some people will be angry. That what do you mean? Those who don't have cash should not buy fuel. You know, things like that.
Yes, that's why the problem is going on.
Yeah.
It's
so
not that
have you been able to buy fuel?
I'm all evil.
Down, sir. Have you been able to buy fuel down,
yes,
sir?
Yes. Sorry, let me tell you the truth. I'm working in finish station. I'm just a manager of one of the finish station.
Bro, send me fuel now, father. You can't call me and I say I need fuel. Finish station.
My place is far.
My God. Anyway.
My place is Satellite Town. If you come to my station, there's no problem.
It's first tag here, the Satellite Town. If you just passed by 2 years, don't reach that. I know, like, anyways, thank you so much for calling. You break my heart. Send for a call, man. Anyways, everybody's just fighting for their head. That is what is going on. Because there is there's campering, there is, you know, there's need, everyone needs fuel. So on one hand, you want to blame those people who wake up 3 a.m. I mean, to buy fuel extra and then sell to make small profits in black market, it's illegal. Unarguably, it's illegal. If you arrest you, you can't serve. You know, on one hand, you blame them, of course, because it's illegal. On the other hand, you now think about it that the guy wakes up 2 a.m. He drives, risks his life to enter the road, all right, to go and queue by 3 a.m. and then get the fuel. And then, you know, get back to resell it, to do it illegally. It's still wrong, Sha, it's still wrong. But low-key, somehow you'll be like, you know, that kind of thing. But what I think this can, how this can help is that filling stations should have a limit of what they sell. Since the fuel is not available as much as it used to be, so they should limit. So everybody, 5K max, 2K max, no, 5K max or 10K max, you know, so that people can, you know, the whole idea of getting all you can and canning all you get, that mentality has to change. We have to be communal in nature. You can have for a number someone else doesn't have. That affects their life. Indirectly, it's going to affect you. But we know reason like that. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live, welcome. Who's on the line?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Goldberg.
Goldberg. Welcome back today. How are you?
Sir.
Yeah.
I'm fine, thank you, bro.
Quickly, let's talk. How's it going in your neighborhood and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from VI.
You seem to have bought fuel. The way you are smiling, as if you have fuel.
You know, yesterday, let me tell you my experience yesterday.
Okay.
I managed to see a place to queue.
All right.
And I was coming along that Agege Motor Road.
Hmm.
There is a filling station called, I think it's MRS on that road.
Okay.
So, those area boys, they tried to take over around that place. But they are also a thief. There are thieves there also. They robbed me while buying fuel.
Hmm. Wow.
So I was, even the poor attendant said that because she can sell for me, that I need to have 500 naira on top so that she can sell for me. I said, no problem. So I opened my boot. So while I was trying to open my tank for the lady to sell, they took my bag.
Wow.
And my jerry can that I wanted to buy little.
Wow.
So I told the lady that, oh, remember my jerry can. Looking at the boot, I didn't see my jerry can anymore, and I didn't see my bag inside the filling station. So I was so annoyed and frustrated. I said, okay, no problem. So that was how I was able to get out of that place with annoyance. So my advice is that in this period we are, this is very difficult, that people should be very careful around to make sure that they don't get involved in this kind of mess. All those boys you see around all this house, many of them, they are thieves. So they are looking for who to rob. So that was my experience yesterday.
Wow. Yeah. Sorry about that experience. Thank you for sharing. And at least people will take that seriously. Thank you. We're going to break quickly and then we'll come back. The Family Talk will be live. Well, good morning to you once again. It's 2 minutes past the hour of 11. We are live on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. We are the Techers. The Techers. Okay, for some reason, we're streaming live on our social media, on our social media platforms. I just got some comments right there. Yes, so you can drop your comments on Instagram and Twitter. And Instagram and... Did I say Instagram? Why am I mentioning the wrong platforms? Collins, come back. All right, you can drop a comment on Facebook and YouTube, all right? If you'd like to comment, you want to see my biceps and triceps that are showing on the in the camera, you could go over there and check it out, right? Just saying, guys. But hey, we are getting into the Family Talk right now. But before then, a few messages that we need to take. Chigo says, Solomon sent a message, says, Oga Collins, if you get girlfriend for filling station now, nah, you be big man, oh. Solomon, see where you carry the matter go. Is if you have a girlfriend, and a friend that is a girl. Why is girl? What about a friend? Just a friend. Why do you have to? Okay, I don't know what you're talking about. But fuel is a real big problem right now. It's to get fuel is a big deal in the city of Lagos. And some people have taken advantage of that. And, you know, a lot of things are happening. Two people have reported now that they've been robbed trying to get fuel. You know, we mentioned that. So, guys, be vigilant out there. Not everybody you see who is saying I'm a fan or wants to help, really wants to help. And don't join arguments. Don't go into the filling station. Watch very well. Sometimes some people come in numbers and they're all there to cause some chaotic situation, create some arguments here and there, distractions, and then they get to defraud people or, you know, dispossess people of their possessions, if you like. So, guys, as you queue up, as you try to be get fuel, be vigilant. Shine your eye, you know, shine your eyes, as it were. So, guys, in the midst of all of it, laughter, let laughter be, not going to frown, you understand? It won't help you in any way. Some people are going to look stressed. They're going to, like, lose themselves during this period because they won't kill themselves for this matter. But I just want to remind you that it's never been a year, you know. In fact, last year was one of the very soft years in terms of fuel scarcity. Not many times did we have that. But there's never been a year in this country for the how many number of years that I've spent here that you would never have that experience of, you know, acute fuel scarcity or a serious fuel scarcity experience, whether around the nation or in Lagos. So by now, we should, you know, have ways, the best way, you know, put mechanism in place to deal with this. Whether we look for alternative, it's great. And maybe it is a good time to advise people to look at alternative source or other source of power, as it were. You know, Mondays, I spend time here with the All On team. We talk about, you know, promoting renewable energy, promoting solar, as it were. Now, maybe this is the time to consider that. Imagine those who rely on solar right now. They'll be smiling. Yeah. Oh, no fuel. And hopefully we get to a point where electric cars will be available enough around so we don't need to fill our cars with fuel. I know that's a long time from now, but for now, at least to get electricity at home. You know how it is? It's crazy that you can't move freely outside there and you come back home, there's no lights. And the heat somehow, the heat at intervals, especially in the afternoons and times like that, or towards the evening, before the evening, it is always cold, and at night. You know how Lagos is, congested and everything. The air is not, you can't afford not to have electricity. So even if you have to plan it this year, I'm telling you now, you have 10 months to go before the end of the year. So, you know, I'm going to get solar that can at least power my fan, or depending on your budget. Do it, man. Our advice, I recommend it. Do it. It's going to help a long way. Get the panels. If you want me to point in the direction, mention one or two guys. Go into my DM, chat me up. I'll recommend a number of people who can handle that for you. All right? Because you can't live your life in the hands of. Solar is like you're in charge. Even Jen, you are not in charge. No fuel. Your Jen is useless. It's just there. It's just one engine. Your car is useless. No fuel. But with solar, you know that. You know that you are in charge. At least you know that you're going to get. There are other ways you can get electricity. Technology has provided us those opportunities or these options. So let's take advantage of it. I hope I spoke to someone today. But hey, guys, let's get into the next part of the show. And that is the family talk. Well, I'm going to miss Andrea even more right here, because usually she would have given me that amazing smile, that fantastic voice. See, I'm actually looking at a mic that is empty now. I'm like, oh, yeah. Anyways, Monday, before you know it, by the grace of God, she's going to be back. If she's not back, whenever she's going to be back in the building. All right. So we're entering the family talk right now. And you know, on the family talk, we have the biggest family conversation. Being a Friday, like I always say, we do not, you know, we don't take life too seriously. We just chillax, you know, take it easy. No, kill ourselves. Fuel, no fuel. We're alive. We will survive. I need to play that song. Okay, I'll look for a way to play it. We will survive. Or we then still have fuel, Nigeria go survive. So our topic today would be around zodiac sign. I have a number of questions to ask around that that would interest you, and also a number of revelations. So we're asking whether is it false or true what they say about the zodiac signs. Do you believe in that? And a host of other questions to asking around that right after this.
Family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything. You're listening to the Family Talk with the Techers. The Techers, where family is everything.
Welcome to the Family Talk today, the fun feed episode of the show. I'm Collins Deke. Well, Andrea is unavoidably absent and she'll be here before you know it. I keep saying that so that you don't get to remind me of that. So we're talking about zodiac signs today. What do you know about zodiac signs? And do you believe in what they say about zodiac signs? What is yours? How has it affected your perception or your view of the world and life itself? How has it affected your approach to life? Are you one of those who would say, I don't care, man, all those things, it don't matter, it doesn't matter? Is it true what they say about people's personalities and the zodiac signs? Can you truly predict a person's personality, your person's behavior, using their zodiac sign? What is your thought about that? Because you have a situation when in family you have, you know, people born in different times, and they go through different, the same kind of upbringing, the same everything, and then they end up having different personalities. And I hear people say, "Well, it's because they have, you know, they're born at different times. You know, they have different zodiac signs," and you see some parents trying to make sure that, you know, they calculate it. They calculate. And make sure that they give birth at this particular time so that their child would fall under a setting zodiac sign. Anyway, for someone who's right there and listening, I say, what is zodiac sign? What does it mean? Well, I'm going to give a simple definition of it. I hope this is simple enough. Well, it's a sign. It's a word, of course, in astrology, right? It's a sign. The zodiac sign refers to one of the 12 specific constellations of the zodiac that the sun passes through. Now, a person's particular sign of zodiac is the one that the sun was in when they were born. So it is believed, especially in astrology, that a person's personality can be predicted using their sign of the zodiac. There are different types. There are number, there are 12 of them, right? 12, the last time I checked. I haven't checked my books in a while, so I'm sure they're 12, right? They're 12. That's right. 12 of them. So, which of them is yours? And we're talking from Aries to Taurus to Gemini to Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpions, if you like, Sagittarius, Capricornus or Capricorns, Aquarius, and Pisces or fish, if you like, the different signs. Those are the signs that I know of, as it were. So, which one of them is yours? So, for the Aries, are between the March right now, between March 21 and March 21 and April 19. That's Aries, right? And then from April 20 to 20 to May 20, you have that. The Geminis are from May 21 to June, and that's their sign is twin, as it were. Which of the signs do you fall under? What month are you born? And let's get a check. What month and date were you born? And let's get a check which. And have you checked your zodiac sign? Do you think that your personality traits have anything to do with the signs that you fall, or the sign that you fall under? Well, 0700-993-993-993. Do you believe in it? Has it affected you as a person? That's the number to call, 0700-993-993-993. You can also call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. If you'd like to call us a lady. Let's get to the calls now. You can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. You can tweet at us or send us a message on Facebook and YouTube. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, ma'am. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
First time caller.
Woo! Welcome, welcome. Good to have you.
All right. I'm Elsie from Aja.
Okay, let's talk.
Okay. I actually believe in zodiac signs because I tried to discover myself about 3 years back to know my personality, to discover who I am. And fortunately, somebody came across my way and told me about zodiac signs. So ever since then, I've been using it. And I saw that almost 80% of my personality is in that my sign. I'm born September 14th. That is Virgo.
Virgo.
So, and my children are 2 kids. I've been trying to match their zodiac sign with their character. I can see that almost the same. There's no more difference. So I actually believe in it. I've been using it. I've been working for me. Like, now, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, you going out, we meeting pastor, for instance, or maybe going to mosque, meeting your imam, like praying for you. Your zodiac sign can actually put you on the track, know what you
need,
to let you know what to do on a daily basis. There are days that you don't need to go out, that even when you go out that very day, you might not be able to make anything when you use your zodiac sign and you follow it.
Wow.
So I actually believe in it.
Wow, great.
I believe in it. It has been working for me.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing. And you're all Virgo. Right. Enjoy the rest of the day. Keep listening. Now, in case you don't know, Virgo, according to the description of their personality, says you know the expression, if you want something done, you give it, to a busy person. And that's exactly who the Virgo is. You know, this definitely, is the anthem of the Virgos. And logically speaking, so they are logical, they're practical, and they're systematic in their approach to life. You know, that's the last caller. That's between September 23 and September 22. You know, Virgo on Earth, their sign represents, according to, the zodiac sign, it's represented by the goddess of wheat and agriculture. So, association, and that tells you a few things about them. So some people spend time, study, really about their personality, and it helps them, like last caller. Do you believe in it? Are you one of those that's in a bag that the work? Have you tried to find out what the signs say about you? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. Collins, you're doing a great job, and I like this topic you brought up.
Thank you very much.
Actually, I believe in zodiac and the signs.
All right.
Yeah, and it's even in the scripture, though in a different context, because the three wise men that came to visit Christ when he was born, they were actually astronauts, which means astrology has been in existence
for
a long time.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus. I was born the 2nd of May, and I was never paying attention to stuff like that until I got married, and I noticed a lot of changes and discrepancies between me and my partner. Somebody asked me, did I even check if we are compatible? You understand? And that dawned on me. I had to check. I noticed that using the sign, we had some slight differences.
Yeah.
So if we have to be compatible, that means one party has to compromise. So as a man, I decided to take the bullet so that this will rain. So actually, it's real. And whatever the sign says about individual, most times it's up to 85 to 90% correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you believe in it and it works for you, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Now, compatibility. Some people would recommend that you check a person's zodiac sign to determine whether you're going to be compatible. Because if you look at the description of each of the signs, right, there are a lot of things that will go at loggerheads, no matter how much. Or you might need to put extra work to ensure that you work together, especially if you are having very extremely opposite zodiac signs. And that's exactly why this conversation is important. Just like the genetics, some people will tell you, no, I can't marry somebody who's, born in April, or especially, they are too strong-willed. They are too this. You've heard that before, right? And they're referring to the zodiac sign. And that people make their decisions based on that. Today, we just want to examine it. Like, Lou, do you even know your own zodiac sign? Do you believe in it? Have you studied your zodiac sign to see how it affects you? How does it affect your perception of life, your approach to life, and the decisions you make, as it were? 0700-993-993-993. Zodiac signs. Hi, good morning, dear.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Nah, Collins, I don't believe that thing, or that thing not the work, Jerry. As one of them, when you say that thing not the work. Because I don't take my own, the thing does not work in any way.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. If Andrea come back, she know, she will tell you the truth.
So, I mean, you can't say that for sure, but hold on, what's your sign?
It does not work. My sign is that it does not work.
I mean, what month were you born?
I have checked my own many times, it does not work.
What month were you born, sir?
October.
October what?
5th.
The 5th of October. That means you're supposed to be Libra.
It should be, yes.
Okay.
So what are the signs for Libra?
Okay, the signs is your balance, your harmony, there's justice. You know, you have Libra energy. You represent the scale of interesting and inanimate objects of the zodiac sign. Of course, let me look for something that is very, very clear. I'm holding on.
All right.
You are obsessed with symmetry and strive to create equilibrium in all areas of life. You understand? Especially when it comes to matters of the heart. Like, you always want, you're trying to create that equilibrium, and you want some kind of symmetry and synergy, as it were. Does that say anything about you?
Colin, it does not. I don't believe those things are the past.
Are you serious? Okay, great. I thought so too. There are a lot of people that do not believe in that. And they'll be like, I better forget it. Just like the guy said, nah, man, forget college. That's it. Why I laughed is because I actually heard someone say that before I even brought the topic on the radio. I could hear someone say, I better forget it. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you have Soshebo on the line.
Soshebo, good to have you again. Let's talk.
Thank you, bro. Good morning.
Yeah.
It's a fallacy. I don't believe in all those things. It's superstition.
Soshebo,
Yes.
What is your zodiac sign? What's your sign, if you will?
I don't want to tell you so that you not start reading it. I will not tell you the month I was born.
Why don't you believe in it? Why?
I don't even care to check. I don't even know what it is. I don't know what the
most. No, I want to know why you don't believe in it. You just choose not to believe in it, or is there a reason?
When the Bible talk about astrology, it grouped them among magic practicing priests. And that practice came from false gods.
So is magic bad? Bad?
You say?
Magic. Do you think magic is bad?
Yes, it's bad.
Wow.
In fact, in the Bible, like Daniel 2 verse 27.
Okay.
The wise men of where Daniel served, they could not tell Nebuchadnezzar the meaning of his dream. Both astrologers, magic practicing priests, and many of them.
Wow.
And right from the beginning of this world, God has not used astrologers. He used prophets. Take the history of the Israelites down to the time of Jesus Christ. There was no mention of astrologers.
Okay.
It was prophet that God used, even down to this our day. He used preachers, those who preach the good news, not astrologers.
All right. Thank you. So you don't believe
in it? Thank
you very much.
I don't believe in it at all.
All right.
And it doesn't work.
Okay. Thank you very much. Just like I thought. Hello, good morning.
That will be two sides.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome.
Welcome, Mr. Collins.
Yes.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live. Who do we have today?
This is Folosa talking from Yaba.
All right, let's talk.
Good. I believe in astrology.
Okay.
I believe in zodiac signs.
Okay.
Because zodiac signs is astrology.
Hmm.
I have a book that is called The Complete Book of Fortune.
All right.
It talks much about astrology. Then in Africa, we have astrology too in Africa, which is Ifa.
Okay.
They tell you about the present, the past, and the future.
Hmm. Okay.
So if you don't believe in astrology because you don't know anybody that you don't believe in astrology because he doesn't know his zodiac sign.
All right. All right.
So if you know your zodiac sign, then you read it well, you understand it, it works well.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So astrology exists.
All right. Fantastic.
Zodiac sign is real. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing indeed. Well, if you are just joining us, by the way, today we have the treasure hunt and you'll be looking for a picture of the CEO of Cool Wazobia Info FM anywhere on the Nigeria Info FM app. And that's in person of Serge Najim, whose birthday was yesterday, by the way. Yep. Yes, his birthday was yesterday, by the way. He doesn't like celebrating like that. But yes, so check out his picture on the app somewhere today, and you win 5,000 naira. I thought because he's the CEO, I thought maybe the team would just increase the money to like 100K. But, you know, it's 5K, you're still fine. So go there, be the fastest fingers. Go on the Nigeria Info FM app, search, or just look around the app, click on all the icons. And as soon as you find the picture of the CEO of Cool Wazobia Info FM, anywhere on the Nigeria Info FM app, you click on it, fill in the details, and voila, you become the winner at the treasure hunt. Jesu Lokpaya is on the line from Bariga. Hi, good morning, Jesu.
Good Lokpaya. Morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah. See, I don't believe in it. Nalamba. Pan Nalamba.
Lombo?
Yes. Lamba. It's just superstitions. A lot of people believing things. Who did it? Are they not men? They configured something, think with psychology. Conjoined it together and they started attaching it to some set of people. See, I am 5th of May. You understand me? Nothing. Understand?
Mm-hmm. So there's nothing about your sign that is true about you?
See, those the things from me, from the zodiac sign, Taurus, it is with everybody. So go ahead, check everybody that are claiming to be Libra, to be this. Mm. You, that you are there, you have something Libra has. Mm. You have something Taurus has. You have something. So why is it that they are now tagging it? It's a lie. I'm not the only one who has this. I'm talking of Taurus people. We are not the only ones who has these things.
But what if the dominant one, like 80% of it, you have more of it? You know, we have a Baba, little of everything, but there's a dominant one.
Baba, not lie. Read what is about Taurus. Read it out. And I will tell you, they are lying. They just combine these strange things. In fact, they may be describing someone else.
Hmm.
Yes, I am logical. Normally, I'm supposed to be logical.
Yeah.
You get. So why are you telling me because I have this Taurus, I am logical? Oh, no, that's a Lamba. You can't tell me that. I am calm. You understand?
All right. Thank you.
But those things, they are lies. Now they believe them. No, now they believe them. Lamba.
Yes, look, boy. You know, I kind of like, you know, sometimes if you don't understand just look where you think maybe he's an angry guy. But, you know, he's just passionate, you get? He's just passionate about, you know, his opinions and everything he shares. The guy is a moon, I believe him. Says a Lamba. But these things, you know, people have done research and all this. Why don't you believe it? Why? And if you believe it, give us, come and bring your strong points from your personal experience, all right? Maybe we describe one or two things that are true about your zodiac sign and your personality. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Koboko, man.
Koboko. I greet you.
We double greet you.
Now, just a little question on me with the 20 days. I'm 25th of May.
Okay.
I believe all the things you are saying, but I don't know what I'm believing. I don't know what's in the Sagittarius. I don't know what's in the Aquarius. I don't know what's in the... I believe it. Just a little question, I don't believe it. No, just look where you don't believe in science. Just look where, which one do you believe?
Oh,
but the only reason I don't believe is that Jesus Christ can never come back. Okay, Colin?
Yes.
Do you know why Nigeria is not moving forward?
Why?
We see truth, we don't go talk. Okay, Colin, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
If Jesus Christ is your uncle and they carry his show, the show that is him to nail, not for your head, carry fear, not for him a rip. Mm. If not, Jesus Christ be your uncle, you go tell us everything, come back. No, be sincere to me. No, be sincere. Jesus Christ can never come back. Let us stop deceiving ourselves. Okay. So concerning Sagittarius and Aquarius, I don't know, but I believe him.
When was your month? When were you born? What day and what month?
I was born, according to my mama, 12:30 a.m., 25th of May. Yes.
May 26th.
According to my mama.
All right.
But my mama don't go meet papa. So, she's so, 25th of January, 1999.
All right. So you are a Gemini.
I don't know.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. This is the 26th of May. Okay. 26th of May. Yes, you're Gemini. Wow. Oh, my, oh, my. Zodiac sign, wahala. Do you believe it or not? Truth, fact, or fallacy? Let's find out what you have to say. 0700-993-993-993. Some people's lives now are controlled by what they have got to know about themselves, you know, based on what their zodiac sign has told them, how they react to situation, who they are with, the kind of relationship they build, the kind of people they attract close to them, the kind of people they allow into their space. All these things are being determined by the knowledge of their zodiac sign and the belief they have in it. There are others who do just live, I don't believe. Then what do you believe about you? What do you believe? I should ask Joshua Lekweya that. What is it you believe about you? What drives your approach to life? What drives your perception of life? What paradigm do you operate on? These are the questions we want to find out today. On a lighter note, 0700-993-993. Ladies, you have been doing me strong, Tino, since Andrea was away for a number of days now. Ladies, at least some ladies called yesterday. Yes, shout out to you. But you just, as if you just move. I beg. Andrea is not there. I'm not calling. Have fun now, eh? Myself, I like babes now. Ladies, call in. Afa, we have a special number for you. So that they won't say I'm doing Pasha. It's only men I'm talking to. 01465-7190. I know that myself, I like babe white talk now. Some people say, bad guy. They'll interpret their own. But I know said 01465-7190. All right? That's the number. If you're a lady out there, I'd like to hear from women, your perspective, apart from the fact that it's great to hear, to have a mix of men and women. I would really want your perspective. Thank God. By the way, the first caller, one of the first two callers, were the first caller on the show today was a female, right? Yeah, that's right. So we need more. Hello, good morning to you. Hello, good morning.
Hi, yeah. Hello, good morning, Colin.
Good morning to you. Who do we have?
Yeah, okay. My name is Mr. D. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Life?
Yeah, okay. This topic you are discussing this morning, let me say it is about my life. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me more.
Yeah. I was born September 1st.
Okay.
So that makes me a virgin.
That's right.
Now, I really respect everybody's opinion.
Mm.
Especially those people that call in and they say, look, it's a scam, it doesn't work, and everything. So, and see, a man can use electricity, and the same man can be cooked with electricity.
That's right.
So, it depends on what you kind of expect from life. I use astrology every day.
Mm.
Now, what happened is that if you don't believe in it,
yep,
you probably wouldn't even put your mind to it and even give it a try and see if it works or not.
That's right.
I have discovered astrology since about 20 years ago,
mm-hmm,
but I put more attention to it since about 10 years ago. And okay, let me just give you a very basic example now.
All right.
The kind of stuff I do, I am a self-employed person, and sometimes my job goes with exportation.
Yep.
My astrology told me that I was going to have issue with one of my consignments this last week. And it happened.
So that means I was prepared for it. I wasn't shocked by the development, and I kind of managed to get it solved. All right.
Yeah.
So what happened is that sometimes when you have it is not like a perfect prediction of what's going to happen to you or what you should expect. It is going to give you hints of what will likely happen. And if you are watchful about your everyday activities, really, like that call, there are some deals that you don't even need to probably go out, maybe to tell you, look, watch out for accidents.
Yeah.
Watch out for maybe if you are using a sharp tool.
Yeah.
Watch out for things like that. And you have to be very, very careful.
Hmm.
Now, astrology is deep. That's why some people don't understand it. It's okay. It's very deep.
Okay.
And you don't even need to probably go into it as if you are a researcher looking for what you don't want to kind of hear. So just mark your own birthday.
Mm-hmm.
If you are lucky enough, if your parents are alive, ask them the time you were born. And just debate the time and everything.
Mm.
You are good to go. And I bet you, if a lot of people know about this secret, they will free themselves from all these religious manipulations. I bet you that. I bet you.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us your thoughts about zodiac signs. Bami Dele is on the line from Ojodu.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chance to life. Yes.
See, Collins, forget all these things, Yeah, welcome, Mugbele, Fuwani. All these things that they're going to compare us with rat. It's good. Hippopotamus. Carnivorous. You know, there's this thing about, as you call it, programming people's mind.
Yep.
There is a way a little boy will be gentle.
Mm.
But you'll be telling the boy, this boy is hard, though. And he himself will start believing those things are hard. There is a way you can actually tell someone this is how you behave, and the person will probably start behaving that way. And then it will start going into behavioral patterns. All this thing, I don't even believe it in any way. No, go compare with goat. Yeah. Your own cancer, your own serpent, your own Titus.
Thank you for contributing. So just like we thought that this would have two sides of the divide, there are those who believe in it, and there are those who do not believe in it. There are those who believe in it and do not even know what they believe in. You get what I'm saying? So where do you stand? And what's your thoughts about this? Because even me, at some point, I just got confused. A lot of people were saying left, right, center. You know, there are so many subject matters like this that people are on both sides, strongly on both sides. So whenever we bring them to the fore, you get to hear different opinions, as it were. But where do you stand? Christopher is on the line. He's calling from Bagada. Hello. Good morning.
Hello, calling.
Yes, good morning.
Morning. I believe on that. I don't know much about it.
All right.
Whether you can explain more better for me.
For you all, when were you born?
August.
August what?
August 2nd.
So you are Leo. Your sign is a lion. You know, you are represented by a lion. And this a spirited fire sign that kings and queens of the celestial jungles have.
Okay.
So you'll be one of those who'll be delighted to embrace your royal status, your, you know, theatrical and your fiery. Leo's love to bask in spotlight. You like to be celebrated. You like spotlight. And, you know, you feel good about yourself. Is that those are the predictions about your personality as a Leo. But your sign is lion. That's what they say. That's what the astrology says about your sign. Do you believe it?
Thank you very much. I believe.
All right. Great. Thank you. He believes it. You know, even though he didn't know much about it, just hearing a few lines, you know, according to Allure, he believes that. Do you believe it? And why? If you don't believe it, bring your strong points forward. In the next 5 minutes, we'll have some guests join us for some vital information that can improve your life. Okay, something you will be chatting just for a bit to hear what's going on in that regard. But let's talk to Chooks now from Ogun State. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, I do believe. I believe.
You believe, Chooks?
Yes.
What is a sign and why do you believe and how? Explain.
I believe. Absolutely. Yeah, I believe.
Eh. Well, when were you born?
April 30.
So what they say about April bonds, I mean, you experience it. Is that the personality you have?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Thanks for sharing with us. Well, guys, we're still talking about zodiac signs. And, of course, you've heard the opinions from Lagosians. It is obvious that people are on both sides of the divide. Where do you stand? Some people say it's against their religion. So instead of listening to that, they'll listen to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell them. They'll use phronesis and sonesis and epignosis to be able to, you know, predict what is going to happen to them. Don't know where to go. Don't know what to do. That's what some people say. There are others who believe, I don't believe in all of that. There are those who study nature and they look at like, you know what? This thing is actually nature. It's talking about the sun. And they say nothing is hidden under the sun. And if you look at the history of how they get to arrive at these zodiac signs, the sun is involved in it. For that reason, they believe it. There are those who say, forget it. It's just in the mind. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. See, if you do not, if they tell you something that this is how you behave, this is how you are, before you know it, you start agreeing to that, you start acting that way. So, man, different strokes for different folks. This topic cannot end. Let's take a number of calls and then we bring that live appearance conversation here. Last 45 minutes or 15 minutes of the show. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Hey.
This number is not working.
Yeah.
Just let me give you a hint about what you are saying.
All right, go ahead.
The zodiac sign is invented by astrologers. Mm. And who made the astrologers? Do they have power of their own?
No.
No, that astrologer started from the time of the Tower of Babel. When the angels in the heaven who erred against God were thrown down the earth beneath the earth. So God said, woe unto the entire earth, unto them that will follow them. So the hard work of the zodiac is to divert people's mind away from God.
Hmm.
By instead of going to native doctor or soothsayer, they are the ones to take in charge now. Because some people, when they are enlightened, they come to know about those elementary demons, so they will not want to go. But in order to go on the higher realm, they invented all this. If a lion is your star, were you created from lion? God created you from the dust, so relate with the earth. And then he gave you his breath, which is his spirit. It is not the lion that breathed in you.
All right, so you are saying
who created you and breathed in you.
You are saying from a Christian's point of view, it is not, it's a fallacy. It's not true. There are no facts.
They are not true. It's possible for you to read someone's character.
Yeah.
But we have two major characters on earth God established here in humans.
Mm.
The introvert and the extrovert.
Okay.
Those the introverts are those scientists that are able to get patients to know, to hear from the spiritual realm.
All right.
And then the extroverts are those that do things with quick dispensation as regards of doing things fast. Maybe the musicians and other people who do things in action without much exaggeration, without much intensive care.
All right.
Unlike the scientists.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate you've made your point. Well, this is one topic I know for sure. Andrea has a lot to say about. You know, she's pretty much schooled me many times about, you know, personality traits and a lot of things. I mean, being her profession, being a something she's qualified to talk on and all that. I really look forward to, you know, what she would say about this topic. and understanding different personality traits, as it were. Hopefully, on Monday, we might just touch on this a bit, or maybe sometime next week, we'll touch on this a bit. And it would be great to hear from Andrea and what she has to say on this. But on this note, we have to call it a wrap for the topic for now. We'll be back with some special guests on the show in a matter of seconds. So stick around. Don't go away. It's not over yet until it's over.
That was why these places were provided. Now, you came and sold those places and purchased everywhere. Then, truck who wants to load now, not back along the road. It doesn't work. We don't micromanage this community from Abuja. No, it's a local affair. These are people who know the people within the state and who know who those who actually need these jobs within the state.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome, Lagos. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you so much for being a part of that conversation on zodiac signs. And interesting conversation it was, just like I predicted. I didn't use the signs to predict, by the way. And we'll continue with that sometime next week. But now, we have a special guest in the studio joining us to talk about something that most Lagosians would say, wow, thank God somebody's doing something about the situation. Yeah. And what are we talking about? It is a technology, but let me tell you, they're called Truck Transit Parks Limited. That's TTP. We're here, then, indigenous technology company providing innovative traffic management solutions. Recently marked its one-year anniversary, of course. And the company, you know, is famed for deploying the electric call-off system used to schedule trucks in and out the Lagos ports. And this is just, listening to that alone, one thing, when you hear about a technological innovation, you're sure that it has to do with making life easy. You know, technology is always here to make life easy and soft, and, you know, managing time better, as it were. Well, that's a little I know about this, and that's why I'm not the qualified person to tell you more about this. We have a special guest joining us today to talk on this in just a matter of seconds. Guys, I'm pleased to tell you that we have the MD of TTP, which I just mentioned, Mr. Jama. Mr. Jama joins us now live in the studio to tell us more about this. Good morning to you and welcome to What's Up Lagos.
Good morning.
Yes,
glad
great.
To be here.
Fantastic. So let's hit the ground running. So tell us about this company. I attempted to say a thing or two about it, but I mean, you are the MD, so you'll be able to tell us just a thing. Tell us about this company or this innovation.
Thank you very much. Trucks Transit Parks Limited.
Yeah.
It's a technology company, as you rightly said.
Yeah.
The company was founded in 2017.
Right.
However, the research that went into founding the company started as early as 2013.
Okay.
And that was because of the perceived lack of utilization of technology in solving particularly our traffic problem in Lagos.
Oh.
And focusing specifically on the truck traffic problem, we noticed that where other nations have been able to use technology innovations to be able to schedule and manage the movement of trucks and other vehicles in and out of control locations, most of what we're doing was majorly manual. Mm. So the founders of the company decided to research both local and abroad to find how others have been able to manage their truck traffic situation and then try to adapt that solution to the Nigerian environment. So it wasn't a copy and paste. It was something that was bespoke and developed to fit into our environment.
All right. I talked about this. Is it Ato Electric Electronic?
Yes.
What is that?
So Ato is an app. And Ato as a name means arrange in Yoruba, or order or orderliness.
Yeah.
So given the chaos that has characterized the movement of trucks and other elements of traffic within Nigeria, starting with Apapa, you have Ibadan, you have Ogere in Ogun State, we decided to find a name that is indigenous, but at the same time speaks to what we seek to do, to change the narrative from disorder, haphazard arrangement to order and arrangement. So that was why the name Ato was used for the app. Now, about the app itself,
is, what does it do?
So what the app does is it aggregates the details of the trucks that are supposed to be in any environment at any point in time, where they are coming from, who own them, who is driving them, and where they are going to. So all of this data is now used to schedule, batch, and arrange the movement of those trucks from their points of origination to the routes they are going to use to their final point of destination.
Oh, very good. And how much success have you achieved with this? And tell us, just give us, I mean, this, you're here now. So, I mean, tell us about the journey and how this has been able to help.
Okay, so between 2018 and 2020, we were involved in various conversations with many stakeholders here in Nigeria, starting with the Federal Ministry of Transportation, the Nigerian Ports Authority, the Nigerian Shippers Council, Lagos State Government, Ogun State Government, Oyo State Government, and also the transport stakeholders themselves, the truck drivers, the truck owners, and their associations. So as of 2020, right in the middle of COVID, the Nigerian Ports Authority concluded a contract with us to manage the movement of trucks that are going into the port. About the same time as well, we entered into a memorandum of understanding with Lagos State Government to use the application to schedule trucks that are going into other controlled locations within Apapa that are not necessarily going into the port. Okay. So in terms of success, I think in the 1 year that we celebrated, 1 year anniversary we celebrated on Monday, we've been able to have about 600 truck schedules. So trucks that could have just moved on their own and in a haphazard manner, we've been able to schedule about 600 of these trucks, 600,000 actually, of these trucks in and out of both the ports and the other control locations within Apapa. We've been able to register about 80,000 trucks. So instead of these trucks just not having any data, government not being able to know what are the trucks that move cargo. You know, of course, things like controlled equipment, drugs, ammunition used by the federal government coming through the ports. We have been able to identify these are the trucks that are moving them. These are where they're coming from. This is where they're going to. And also the individuals who are responsible or behind these businesses. So all of that data is available to the government today. And they can use that data for infrastructure and other forms of development.
Okay.
However, I will say that we are still far from where we intend to be. Ato is not necessarily a traffic management app.
Okay.
It's a multimodal tech solutions application.
Okay.
So there are other functions of the app which as of today have not been deployed. So our tech engineers are working day and night to build out the application to be able to solve these related challenges that are not necessarily traffic related but our day-to-day lives.
All right, beautiful. With every solution there are many views about it, and you know, people can interpret things in different ways. You know, how should this solution be perceived by the users and stakeholders? Just a minute before we get into the plans of the future. I know you've touched on that a bit.
Yes. So various stakeholders have their respective views of the solution.
Yeah.
I will start by the bad. So in Igbo language, they say that when the community is not doing well, that there are people who are being enriched by the lack of order in the community.
That's
so there were definitely those who were principalities and powers who were benefiting from the chaos that we came in to regulate. So To those set of stakeholders, definitely they are not happy. So we've sent up some pushback, kicks from those stakeholders to return us to the old order.
Yeah.
For those who were disenfranchised by the chaos, they have welcomed the application, they've welcomed the solution, and they've also even made suggestions and contributions on how to make it even better.
Yeah.
There are also those who their businesses have negatively been impacted by the old chaos. Some businesses have moved out of Apapa because they couldn't get to their offices, goods couldn't come to them. Yeah. Their customers, their stakeholders couldn't get to them because the traffic is there all the time. So some of these are positive about the solution.
Yeah.
And even residents who have moved out of Apapa and businesses have moved out of Apapa are considering coming back now that the traffic has been tamed. For the communities that are around the Apapa ecosystem, Yaba, Kostin, Surulere, the chaos that they used to experience, the traffic gridlock that they used to experience before March of 2021 has practically disappeared. Wow. So it's different things to different people.
Yeah.
However, for those who are inclined towards order, towards arrangement, towards organization, the impact of the app has been positive. However, like I said, there's still a very large room for improvement.
All right, great, beautiful. If you're just joining us, we're talking to the MD of TTP, and TTP is simply called the Truckers... Trucks Transit Parks Limited.
Correct.
That's right. And it is very interesting. And I'm happy for the success. But what is the plan for the future? I have three more questions to ask you. What's the plan for the future as far as TTP is concerned?
Okay, we're working with our partners, the Nigerian Ports Authority and Lagos State Government, to further build out the capacity of the solution to accommodate other aspects, both of traffic management, port efficiency, and environmental sustainability, including security. So the app can be integrated into all of this to be able to improve the quality of services that port users, drivers, and the entire Apapa and Tinkan ecosystem experience. We, as a company, is also building other applications that I would say are sister applications to Eto.
Okay.
For example, on Monday we launched a new application called Tafia.
Okay.
Tafia is to move or movement in Hausa.
Yeah.
And what Tafia does is to help people who have cargo to move to identify trucks that match the capacity of the cargo they want to move.
Okay.
And these trucks have to be closest to the location of the cargo.
Wow.
So if, for instance, you have cargo in Kaduna, for example, you don't need to call a truck that is in Lagos to move all the way to Kaduna to pick it and bring it to Lagos.
Exactly.
So Tafia helps you, like Uber does, to match a passenger that is closest to the vehicle.
Wow.
So Tafia does the same thing for cargo. So Tafia is a visibility app that helps the owner of the cargo to see the trucks within the ecosystem close to the location of the cargo, and they can conclude their negotiations all online, and then they can the truck can then be used to fulfill the haulage delivery.
Man, this is real solution to real problems that that exist, and I must commend you for that, no doubt. Now, you've talked about collaboration, Nigerian Port Authorities, the Lagos State Government, as it were. Can you talk about, are those the only people you're working with? Are there other people you're collaborating with?
Yeah, so while these two are our main partners, we also have the truckers, unions, and associations.
All right.
I must commend them for their activism.
Yeah.
They have been very vocal. They are not they are not an indolent group.
Yeah.
They are very active and involved in the solutions. Mm-hmm. They come up with suggestions for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
They help us identify areas that need to be strengthened.
Yeah.
And they also help in calling out other stakeholders who are not doing well themselves.
Well, okay.
So I must commend them. The terminal operators, those who operate the terminals within the ports, are also another strong stakeholder group who ensure that the traffic that is directed to them through the app are serviced when they come into the port environment. So these are the strong collaborations we are using to ensure the success of the solutions that we've brought to bear.
All right. Certainly, you can say that you're making a difference, and you've explained in many ways in your submissions how you're making this difference, as it were.